the fact that we know anything at all about somebody who lived in the 6th century is an indication of how important they were in their own lifetime. And so in many ways, when we look back at Colum Kyll, we're not just thinking of the person himself, who was a real historical person who lived, in the, as I say, in the 6th century, but we're looking at everything that has come from him, you know, that he's established his monastery, several monasteries, but most particularly, I suppose, the monastery on the island of Iona in the Scottish Hebrides. And that was really one of the most powerful cultural, religious, scientific places in the early Middle Ages, and an awful lot of things, all the kind of the first and the best and the most important, others, you could trace them back either to Colum Kyll himself or to the monasteries he set up or to the his followers. So he really is, I mean, I don't underplay his importance in religious terms. That's obviously very important to people, to some people. But never mind that, as we're, as I were separate from that, his importance in cultural matters is really astonishing.